Unit 5.12, Exercise 7A, page 153. The Caves of Steel. The boss smiled.
I had this arranged specially last year, Li Jie. I don't think I've showed it to you before. Come over here and take a look. In the old days, all rooms had things like this. They were called windows. Did you know that?
Bailey knew that very well, having viewed many historical novels.
I've heard of them,
he said.
Come here,
said the boss. Bailey squirmed a bit, but did as he was told. There was something strange about the privacy of a room being exposed to the outside world. Sometimes the boss was over the top with his affection for the past. Like with his glasses, Bailey thought. That was it. That was what made him look wrong. Bailey said,
Pardon me, boss, but you're wearing new glasses, aren't you?
The boss stared at him in mild surprise, took off his glasses, looked at them, and then at Bailey. Without his glasses, his round face seemed rounder and his chin a little more pronounced. He looked confused too, as his eyes couldn't focus properly. He said,
Yes.
He put his glasses back on his nose, then added with real anger,
I broke my old ones 3 days ago. What with one thing or another, I wasn't able to replace them until this morning. Li Jie, those 3 days were awful.
On account of the glasses?
Bailey asked.
And other things too. I will tell you about that.
He turned to the window, and so did Bailey. With mild shock, Bailey realized it was raining. For a minute he was lost in the sight of water dropping from the sky, while the boss displayed a kind of pride, as though the phenomenon was something he'd arranged.
This is the third time this month I've watched it rain. Amazing, don't you think?
Against his will, Bailey had to admit to himself that he was impressed. In his 42 years, he had rarely seen rain, or any of the phenomena of nature for that matter. He said,
It always seems a waste for all that water to come down on the city. It should limit itself to the reservoirs.
Li Jie,
said the boss,
you're too modern, that's your trouble. In the old days, people lived in the open. I don't mean on the farms only, I mean in the cities too. Even in New York. When it rained, they didn't think of it as waste. They liked it. They lived close to nature. It's healthier, better. The troubles of modern life come from being separated from nature. Read up on the coal century sometime.
Bailey had. He had heard many people moaning about the invention of the nuclear reactor. He moaned about it himself when things went wrong or when he got tired. Moaning like that was normal in human nature. Back in the coal century, people moaned about the invention of the steam engine. In one of Shakespeare's plays, a character moaned about the invention of gunpowder. 1,000 years in the future, they'd be moaning about the invention of the human robot brain. He said grimly,
Look, Julius.
It wasn't normal for him to be so friendly with the boss at work. However many times the boss called him Li Jie, but something special was called for here.
Look, Julius, you're talking about everything except what I came in here for, and it's worrying me. What is it?
The boss said.
I'll get to it, Li Jie. Let me do it my way. It's trouble.
Sure. What isn't on this planet? More trouble with the robots?
In a way, yes, Li Jie.